HaTorah was by a mountain, Rashi says, that all of Klal Yisrael was together. So we see that there is a theme of Klal Yisrael united and together. And notice the word Klal. What's the holiday called? Shavuos. Rav Zinkin just led Sfiras HaOmer tonight, and we counted both Shavuos and Yamin. It's not called Chag Chamisha Yamin, it's called Chag Shavuos. Shavua is Kol El HaKol. It represents everything in the universe. So once again, we have the concept of Shavuos being Kol El, including all. This is not just an abstract idea. Not just the idea that Kabbalah HaTorah represents everything. Histakel ba'oraisa ubaralma. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and He created the world. But more than that, two very practical examples in regards to Shavuos, and then Be'ezer Hashem, such a powerful yesod that I would like to share with you tonight. It's well known that the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that when it comes to all Yamim Tovim, you could choose how to celebrate it. You could celebrate in Gashmias, or you could celebrate with Ruchnias. However, when it comes to Shavuos, HaKol Modim DeBa'atzeres Ba'ina Nami Lachem. Then when it comes to Shavuos, there, everybody agrees that you need to have Gashmias. Of the three holidays, Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, I might have thought the exact opposite. If you had asked me, I would have thought the opposite. Isn't Shavuos all about sitting and learning Torah? Sukkot is about eating in the sukkah and so on. Yet Shavuos, it's pumfar karet. It's the opposite of what one would have thought. Hakol moedim debatzeres b'ina nami lachem. Why? It's going to connect to what we've been referring to before about Shavuos being kol el hakol. Number two is something else very interesting. I was thrilled when I noticed this when I was your age, to have seen that Rav Moshe Feinstein elaborates on this idea. Sukkot, Pesach, they all have themes. They all have particular mitzvahs that reflect their themes. Shavuos, tell me the mitzvah of Shavuos. What is the mitzvah of Shavuos? In the Beis HaMikdash you might find, but for you and I, Bizman HaZeh, what mitzvah is there for Shavuos? And if your answer is learning Torah, Lania's idea, you're wrong. So why is it that Shavuos doesn't have a particular mitzvah to it? And the yesod, says Ramesha, is the fact that Shavuos includes everything. Shavuos doesn't have one theme. Kabbalah's HaTorah is a Kabbalah HaKolel HaKol. It includes everything. So Sukkot has its bechina, its expression. Pesach has its expression. And that's why HaKol Moedim DeBa'atzeres B'ina Nami Lachem, that when it comes to Shavuos, you need to be Osik and Gashmias as well. Because there is no theme of our existence that it can be ignored when it comes to Shavuos. And the Aseres HaDibros themselves reflect that. The Aseres HaDibros don't have particular mitzvos maisios. They're broad themes. Because at the end of the day, the Aseres HaDibros, which in Kabbalah and in Chassidus, is also kolel all the mitzvos. When we say Kriya Shema, when Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, they're remozim to the Aseres HaDibros, which are remozim to Kol HaTorah Kula. On Shavuos, that's what we're supposed to tap into. Is Shavuos really about the mitzvah of learning Torah? Rav Moshe Feinstein, in another place, in his Tshuvas, points out that there are two Birchas HaTorahs we make. In the morning, we start off and we say, Asher Kidshonu b'mitzvais avitzivonu lasoik divrei Torah. That's the mitzvah. That, Rav Moshe argues, is a Birchas HaMitzvah, which is a din derabanan, like every other Birchas HaMitzvah. The halacha that says that when you're not sure if you said Birchas HaTorah, you need to repeat it, is because of another bracha. And the only bracha that we repeat is the bracha of Asher Bochar Banu Mikolo Amin. There's a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and then there's a bracha that's called El HaKol. Asher Bochar Banu HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, V'nasan Lanu, and on Shavuos, we are supposed to do the opposite, the inverse, if you will. And that is that we choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Notice how I said it. We choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about us accepting mitzvahs. A ger goes through two processes, and we, on Shavuos, have one of those processes. A ger is mekabel mitzvahs, kalos kibachamuros, and then the ger goes into the mikvah. On Shavuos, we don't have those kabolos ha-mitzvahs of kalos chamuros. We don't have any particular mitzvahs. But Shavuos is about putting ourselves into the mikvah of Kabbalah HaTorah. The Rebbe Remelech, Schusa Yogin Elenu, said an amazing, amazing vort. Great kasha. The Rishayim already touched on this kasha. The Rebbe Remelech said in his inimitable style, the Mor V'Shemesh quotes this in Parshas Vayisroi Dibar Amaschel Isa V'Medrash. Vayidaber Elokim es kol advarim o elo leimor anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's how the Aseres HaDibros starts off. The word leimor is really interesting. Rashi and others stop at that. Says the Rebbe Ramelech, Vayidaber Elokim es kol hadvarim ho elo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said kol hadvarim. Leimor, you want to know what kol hadvarim is? Everything, it's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Shavuos is not about a particular mitzvah. Shavuos is a person taking upon himself Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. If a person thinks it's simply learning two straight nights for B'nai Chutz La'aretz or 48 hours straight, that's not the whole thing. That's not the whole part. Last week we spoke about in Parshas Bechukosai Melim B'Torah. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that when a person goes through the year, he needs to have prior to Shavuos Parshas Bechukosai. The difference between Talmud Torah and Amelus B'Torah, and when I say now Amelus B'Torah, I'm not talking about the Maisa Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I'm talking about a person whose life is entirely surrounded by Torah. That's the prerequisite of Shavuos. Moshel ma'adavar doma. Or not only a moshel, a yisod. Mitzvos, alpi chasidus, correspond, the 613 mitzvos correspond to the ramach evarim and the shesag gidim of a person. They correspond to the world of asiya, the world of doing. The guf, in a spiritual sphere. But then there's something else. There's a neshama of a person, not the ramach evarim and the shesagidim, but his soul. As the soul is to the guf, so too Torah is to the mitzvahs. Shavuos doesn't have mitzvahs, because it's something more profound, if you will, deeper that a person needs to tap into. And that's this bechina of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And Shulchan Aruch starts out this way. Shulchan Aruch starts out, before it gives us all the mitzvahs maisios, it says, Shvisi, a person is supposed to remember, Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samhit. That's how Shulchan Aruch starts out. That awareness of Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samhit, the Yisod of Meirin Avuchim, the most important philosophical Jewish work that has enthralled people for 900 years, could be summarized with one Yisod, and that is Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samhit. And that's why Shavuos doesn't have any mitzvahs. So Rabosai, there's a Yisod that isn't natural to people, or that's difficult, that we have to try to tap into. Unfortunately, in the secular world, they began to think of it because of the evils of society today. It's amazing how the 12 steps for addictions a way out of addiction, the first three, I want to read to you the first three steps of the 12-step process. Number one is an individual needs to recognize that he has a problem. Number two, to recognize that there is a higher being. They don't use the word God, but that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And listen to the third. To make a decision to turn our will and lives over to the core of God. Lahavdil, that's Kabbalah's HaTorah. Es kol advarim o'ele is anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So how do we get there? I mentioned to the Talmidim in the past, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter has an important yisod. I want to introduce this with a profound psychiatric expression, a favorite expression of psychiatrists. A neurotic is the man who builds castles in the air. A psychotic lives in these castles. And the psychiatrist charges their rent. Zokt Reb Yisrael Salanter, Zuchuso Yogain Aleinu. The world is an expensive place. Rabosai, we enjoy so much of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And everything comes b'cheshbon. There's a bill on every single movement of our body. And al pi svarim, if a person's nena from this world, he has to pay back in the Olam Aruchani. Says Rabbi Yisrael, how could a person pay for such an expensive price? How does he pay back such an expensive price? Says there are two people. One is in a hotel, and he's paying for a 4-star room. He's paying $700. There's another person that's not paying a penny. How could that possibly be? They're getting the exact same service. Says Rabbi Yisrael, the difference between the two is the person who's not paying anything, he's the hotel's accountant, he works for the hotel. The other one is a guest. Says Rabbi Yisrael, we have two choices of how to go through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. We could work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then everything is on the house, or we're his guest. And then we pay top dollar. Remember we spoke about mitzvos versus Torah? That mitzvos is in the world of Asiya, and Torah is a world that's above and beyond. The Medrash connects the pasuk of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha to Boni Matem Lashem Elokechem. Let's just take Rabbi Yisrael's analogy a step further. You have two people who work in a company. One of them is an employer. He does the job. He does all the mitzvos maisios. And then there's another. He's not an employer. He's the son of the owner. Torah, the pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Gemara in Shabbos says, is Ano Nafshi Kasvi Yovis. I'm giving you my essence. My child, I am giving you my essence. I'm not telling you simply how to act. I'm giving you my essence. A person who lives a life of Kabbalah's HaMitzvos and not Kabbalah's HaTorah is like the individual who works. He's an employee. He gets paid. But he doesn't get the essence of the business. He doesn't get the essence of the Baal HaBayis. The child, the son who's taking over the business, he's the one who gets the essence. He's the mamshich. He experiences and lives and it continues this part of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The son is the business. The son becomes a chelik of kucha brichu of Anochi Hashem Elokecha ananavshi kasvi yavis. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya that this shavuos, not only should we keep its mitzvahs, not only should we learn, not only should we be zochet to be mekayim asher kidshonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu lasot b'divrei sora, but we should truly reciprocate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim. Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us. When we're mekabel Torah, we're not being mekabel mitzvahs. We're being mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're deciding to work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're deciding that we're not simply observing the Ten Commandments, but we are taking it ano nafshi kasvi yavis. We are becoming the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that reflect the essence of Kodesh Baruch Hu himself through his Torah. That requires a full throttle Kabbalah HaTorah. It means that a person's got to put himself all the way into the mikveh of Torah ad hasof. If you go into the mikveh, if a ger goes into the mikveh and his hand is outside, it doesn't work. There's no tefillah. We're arguing that the Kabbalah HaTorah of Shavuos is that tefillah of the mikveh. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to reach that madrega of Kabbalah HaTorah. Work for Kodesh Baruch Hu and thereby be Mekabel Shem Shalom.